Marissa Geldard is the executive director of the Sagatawa Friendship Center in Peace River, and she joins us on the line. Good morning, Marissa. Thank you very much for joining us. The Sagatawa Friendship Center has acquired, I guess, the old Aladare Recreation Center in downtown Peace River. How are things going with that transition into Sagatawa's possession?
Things are going really well. We did start the renovation in February, so just a couple weeks ago we started. The transfer took a little longer than expected from the town, just with COVID holding up land titles, but everything is transferred now, so we are the official owners, and we did start the renovations, and we're hoping to have the renovations finished, well, phase one at least, within the next 6 months.
Why did Sagatawa acquire the Aladare Center?
Well, we have a strategic goal for our organization of combining both our Sagatawa admin building and the ground level youth center building and consolidate it into the one building, so all of our programs are under the same roof. So the Aladare Rec Center was the perfect location for that, with enough space to hold both buildings.
And I also read up that ceremonies and events that Sagatawa puts on, that would be the perfect setting, according to what I was reading up on, comments on the fact that that may be the perfect setting for you to hold these activities and ceremonies.
Yes, we do have a plan to make a cultural space in the new center. So where the racquetball courts are currently, that will be turned into a cultural space where we'll have a permanent lodge structure in the space, and we'll be able to host ceremonies and different workshops there.
Marissa, you said this process was in phases. What is the next step in the process?
So phase one includes all of the renovations that are required in order for us to just move into the building. So things like the bathroom renovations, building offices, flooring, pretty much everything that we need just to move in there. And then the next phases include the cultural space, the commercial kitchen, and the outside exterior of the building.
Do you have time frames, or what are the time frames that the transition has and the renovations have?
We're hoping phase one will be complete in 6 months. And so we're hoping by fall we'll be able to move into the building. As for the other phases, it's dependent on funding at this point.
How are things going as far as funding is concerned with that? I know it's a big expense, as it were, but are you optimistic that this will get done and Sagatawa will be formerly the Aladare Center?
Mm-hmm. As of right now, we do have some of the funding. We were very fortunate through COVID that we received COVID funding from the federal government, and that included some capital assets to do the renovation. So we do have some funding, and I am optimistic that funding for phase one will be in place and we'll be able to move into the building.
The optimism of excitement, is it there?
Yes. Yes, we're very excited to move into the new center.
Marissa Geldard is the executive director of the Sagatawa Friendship Center in Peace River. Marissa, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.